Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed me yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I always sing that. If you want to be on the show, I'm always looking for people to call in. So if you have an interesting, naughty life story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, you can be on the show. I'm always taping people. It's super easy. Just send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession or any kind of confession that you want to get off your back while remaining anonymous, I've been doing anonymous confession episodes. Your confession can make it on one of those, and then I critique those episodes. I critique those confessions. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7. The number is 347-420-3579. 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. Leave a message. If you need more time because it hangs up on you, just call back. I edit them together. I take out any names or phone numbers, and I change the voices so you remain anonymous on those as well. The ones that don't get aired wind up on my Patreon. My Patreon is a great community. If I were you, I'd go join it. Well, it's just $5 a month. It's still $5 a month, but I will be raising it like in 1 month to $7 a month. But for right now, just for $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. You get naughty picks and hot picks, R-rated picks of every single one of my guests or all on my Patreon. If you've been listening to my show for a long time and want to know what all these girls look like, you're going to see them. They're all there, okay? Put in their name. They're all there. You get lots of Q&As where I answer like really crazy questions. Anything that people want to know about me, I answer them there. You also get all of the anonymous confessions that have come into my anonymous confessions line, as well as you get access to my Discord where people are getting super naughty. Discord is great because unlike Patreon, people could post their own stuff. I made it a not safe for work site, so you're allowed to post like X-rated things, and so you could do that over on my Discord. There's a lot of different channels. My guests go on there and post like their X-rated stuff. There's listeners of my show that are on there, post their stuff, as well as like I have a bi channel, a cross-dressing channel, a hoser channel, and everyone's getting super naughty and talking to each other over there. I have over 2,200 people on my Patreon, so it's a fun community. I do polls over there. That's where I interact with people the most because I'm super busy now, and so all my attention goes to my Patreon members. I can't really get back to people on DMs or anything. So if you want to be a part of that, join my Patreon. Like I said, it's literally only $5 a month. Go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now today is part two with Layla, and it does not disappoint. At the end, what I said is like, yesterday was the foreplay and today is the fucking orgasm. Okay, you're going to love the questions and answers today. When I say it's way more hardcore, it really is. We talk a lot about a lot of things. We start out with the last tame question, which is like, if a woman's not banging you anymore, like what could be the reasons? And we have a lot of really good, important reasons for you guys to listen to in case your girl isn't interested in sex anymore. Okay, we give all the reasons why your partner might not be banging you anymore. And then we get into all kinds of things. We're talking circumcised versus uncircumcised. We're talking length. We're talking girth. We're talking about rimming. And these are all in the context of, do women like these things? Do women like to rim? We also always talk about guys that are into rimming and all the things that we talk about. And then we talk about water sports, and we talk about blowjobs, and we talk about swallowing, and we talk a lot about cum. Do you like a guy cleaning up cum? Do you like to swallow the cum? Do you like the taste of cum? Oh my God, there's just so much in this episode. I don't even remember everything that we answered. We answer way more than that, but you're going to love how we answer and all the content that we talk about. I'm not going to explain it all. You're going to have to listen, but you're going to love listening because it's like really a great episode. Layla knows how to fucking talk dirty. Okay. Oh my God. Wait till the end. You'll see what I mean. But so I'm just going to get right to it and be right back on with Layla.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Layla. Welcome back to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. We're doing part two today.
I know. Yay.
Yeah, you want to talk about cum? I have a lot of cum questions, but I have other
do
questions.
Do I want to talk about cum? Let's see. Of course I do. What do you mean? But just depends on where you want to take the conversation first.
I know, right? Well, listen, I saved the hardcore questions for last. I realized that there was like a tamer question that I forgot to ask that I'm going to start off with. And this has to do with cheating. And I'm wondering what you think. Some guy said, you know, Kathy, you always talk about if a guy's not wanting sex at home, it means he's probably getting it somewhere else. And I'm going to get your opinion on that in a second. But he said, so what would you say if a woman doesn't want to have sex with her partner anymore? Like, what's going on there? So for all those guys out there, mm-hmm. when their mm-hmm. girl just doesn't want to fuck them anymore, like, what do you think is the reason?
There's a lot of reasons.
Right?
I mean, there's a lot of potential reasons. I don't know, like, just to pick one. But I would say the most obvious and the most what I find the most common from my male listeners is she's just lost interest in sex and her hormones are out of whack. And that doesn't always mean that she's older. It's not menopause. It just, I find younger women too are having weird stuff going on with their hormones. So I would say number one option would be hormones. And number two is she's kind of losing interest in sex, and not because she's hormonally suppressed, but just mentally. So that's something the guy can jump in there and do something about.
Yeah, I would say this. I think that there's a couple of reasons. One, listen, if a woman goes into menopause and she does not take hormones, she is, unless you guys are banging like rabbits, which some couples are, and that's the best thing to be doing. But unfortunately, most of the time, by the time a woman's going through menopause, she's been with her husband for 30 years and she's banging him like once a month, right? That's a problem.
Yeah.
So, and that's where the issues start. But if a woman's not on hormones through that time, she's going to lose her libido 100% out the window, and she's not going to give a shit about sex ever again. Sorry. And there's no natural things out there. And then lots of physical changes happen. So it's like hard for her to even have sex if you want it. But let's take that out of the equation because it's the obvious. I would say the other reasons are birth control and depression medication. All those SSRI drugs that doctors give to people, and every fucking person on the planet that has one slight panic attack goes and gets a pill for it and is on chronic anxiety medicines or all that shit. That stuff is libido killer for men,
totally,
and for women. And the other libido killer, I was only on the pill once in my life for 1 month, and I fucking hated it. And I always said, and I've said this before, that I told all my guy friends after I was on it for a month, I'm like, the reason why your girl is always nagging and complaining and crying and never wants to fuck you is because she's on the pill. Like, most women when I was growing up were on the pill. Everyone went on it. I never did. And that's why girls don't really like sex as much, because it really killed my sex drive after 1 month. Like, I went on it and I was like, I hate this. I felt like a dead person.
I don't think enough, honestly, I agree with you 1,000% on that, by the way. And I just don't think there's enough of this information out there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a good enough understanding right now of all of the ramifications of birth control. I think it's part of what we see with this huge influx of women who can't get pregnant now, because they've been on birth control for a decade or 15 years at that point, because they start prescribing it when you're like 12. If you bring your daughter in, she's got acne or whatever, they're like, oh, put her on birth control. She may not even be having sex yet.
Because she's getting hormonal acne, and the pill will take rid of that acne. But you know what? It's also getting rid of all of her hormones.
It's getting rid of your potential grandchildren.
Yeah, right.
I think that young guys are so dismayed right now because they don't understand why their young 20, 30 something hot girlfriend or wife doesn't want to, is asexual. It's because her hormones have been shut off.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think girls get a bad rap because it makes them not only not into sex, it makes them weepy. It makes them not happy. It makes them like gloomy. Like it's a real fucking problem.
It is. I agree.
But I do also think one other reason, sorry guys to say this, my brother has gotten divorced twice and I think both of his wives cheated. And one of the sure signs that they were cheating is they never wanted to have fucking sex. And, you know, if they're also not wanting to have sex and coming home and taking showers, they are getting it somewhere else. Look in their phone. You're going to find another guy's number there. That's just a fact, unfortunately. And so sometimes it is a sign that she has checked out and she's not interested in you anymore. Like a lot of times, most women are not wired to be able to just fuck someone that they're not into. So besides the fact that she's cheating on you, which it happens after a long time of not wanting to fuck you, it starts off with her. If she's lost her intimate feelings for you, then she's not going to be physically attracted to you. Those things go hand in hand with a woman. And she might not kick you to the curb because it's hard to break up with people, but she's going to lose that attraction. And then over time, like I said, if she starts taking showers, then she's found somebody else. The guy at work, that's been complimenting her. The guy at work, that's been complimenting her. Yeah,
totally. I think this is honestly, I'm glad you brought this up. I think it's hard for guys to wrap their heads around that. I think a lot of guys honestly get duped into like staying with somebody way longer than they would have because they're befuddled on this subject. Like, why is she not fucking me? They want to fuck you, but you're not, you don't want to fuck them. You're married. You got some kids maybe. And really she just doesn't want to lose her lifestyle. I think whatever it is that you guys have together, she's not interested in you per se, but she doesn't want to rock the boat on the lifestyle that she's living. And
well, a lot of times the woman can't, because most women, a lot of women have given up their lives and their careers to take care of the babies. It's always like a financial thing. I don't think it's like some, most women are just like, oh, I want you to keep paying the bills and I'm secretly don't give. I think most people, after they've paired up and created this lifestyle of having all this money and spending this certain amount, to take half of it away and not have the cat, it's hard. And listen, most women actually fare well if they divorce. Sorry, that's one place where guys are screwed. So they're going to get half of the guy and stuff. So I think both men and women just don't end things sometimes when things are there because they both don't want to lose their lifestyle, meaning they don't want to break up the family. Yeah. They don't want to move out. They don't know what they're going to do without someone. They're so used to having a partner and they can't. And that happens always. But and I also think just because you lost that intimacy and it's not there, it doesn't mean that you can't get it back. But I have other episodes where we talk about how to get that fucker back, because we have to get to the hot stuff, right?
Like, okay.
Right? Don't you want to go? Because I have so many other questions.
I know. Let's get to the hot stuff. You're right. It's not my problem. If you're married, I'm sorry. It's not my problem.
Yeah. If you're in a sexless marriage, I have a lot of episodes about that because I think it's unfortunately a very common thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's
I hear it a lot too.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so talking about, we did talk about balls before and stuff, but let's talk about dicks, like uncircumcised or circumcised. Have you been with an uncircumcised guy and do you give a shit if someone's circumcised or not, or is it better, different, worse, great?
No. I finally was with somebody, like, I don't know why it took me so long to be with someone that was uncircumcised, which actually it's quite common. Because we live in America, but in the rest of the world, they don't. So it's quite common to not have a circumcised penis. But I don't care either way. And actually, because I haven't been with many uncircumcised guys, to me, the uncircumcised guys, they're the novelty. It's it's kind of cool. Oh, it's an uncircumcised dick. That's like exciting. It.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Via High Love gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Via High Love gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Via also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? try the Zen CBD gummies. I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Viya products. And the best part is Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. V-I-I-A-H-E-M-P. com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of Dream Gummies. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Yeah, that's interesting.
I do. Because I've only had it a couple times and I'm like, oh, that's hot. I don't know. And it doesn't, they're more sensitive. That's the fun part. They're more sensitive.
Oh, you think so? I don't know. I've only seen one.
Yeah, they are. No, yeah. They are. They'll, like the uncircumcised guys, they'll tell you because that foreskin's not cut off. So it's not just always getting little rubs here and there on certain things, right? So they're just hypersensitive. I love that. So when you're with a guy that's uncircumcised, he's really reactive and to everything you're doing. I love that.
Well, let me tell you, I only had one guy that was uncircumcised, but he was one of my long-term booty call guys, and he was straight off the boat from Brazil. He was like this bartender photographer guy, and
yeah. He
had a really big dick, and he was the first person and only person I've been with that was uncircumcised, and I fucked him a lot, and he was like one of the horniest people I knew, but I was like always drunk when I was with him, but yeah, maybe it was because of that foreskin, or I don't know. Brazilians love to fuck anyway, but it was like, I didn't really care either way, because listen, when it gets totally hard, it's exactly the same.
I know it is because that foreskin pulls back. It's just, it looks regular. You can't even tell. There's a point where you can't really even tell if he's circumcised or uncircumcised, but yeah, I don't know. I do think I find it fascinating, and I don't get turned off by it. I know there's a small select group of women that will say, oh no, that turns them off. I don't know why, but it's not a guys clean themselves just fine. If we can clean our vaginas, they can clean our uncircumcised dicks, trust me.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're used to it. It's a whole different ball game, right, that you have to do, get in there and clean it. I'm sure they know how, and they've learned from their moms.
They do know how. It's just, yeah, it's like stupid. Oh, it's like they're unclean. Oh, come on. Really? If they know how to wash something, they know how to wash their dicks.
Yeah, totally. I've only seen one, but it was totally fine with me. Talking about dicks, last question on dicks. We have a whole episode, me and you, on dicks, the sizes, and yeah. I do get comments. I actually got a rude comment on like my main reviews in Apple. Oh, the dick size episode was so ridiculous. These girls saying they don't like size, and then the whole time them being size queens, whatever. He's just like, people hear what they want to hear, but length or girth, which is most important to you? Length or girth?
Well, can I be greedy and say both? But
yeah, if it's important to you, because you do listen. If people didn't listen to part one, you talked about loving your cervix to be like banged up. So I think length is important to you.
I know, but if I had to, okay, but if I'm really, like, if you're asking me to prioritize.
Gun to your head.
I can say it's really, number one is the girth, because the stretching and the filling that I'm so filled up feeling, mm-hmm. that comes from the girth.
Right.
So I would honestly, that's my preference. And then if you happen to be long in addition to that, then great. But I'll take a short, super thick one any day.
Yeah. I like girth and I don't like long. Like, I don't want 7 inches. I don't even, like, 5 inches and really thick would be ideal. One of my longest booty call guys was, like, really thick and not long, like maybe 4 or 5 inches. And that was, like, my fave. That was the guy I didn't kiss. And he was my old co-host, actually. He was the guy that I wouldn't kiss, but I fucked him constantly because I loved his, like, his dick was perfect.
Wait a minute. I did not know you fucked your old co-host.
Everyone knows. It was a big part of my show. But yeah, he was like my long-term booty call for a while. And then he became my co-host and he got married. That's why he had to stop, because his wife was like so bad. He was podcasting with me. We weren't fucking at the end, but I did fuck him for a long time. And yeah. The other thing that was great about him is he had thick fingers, like his finger. I like a guy with thick fingers.
Me too.
Because
yes.
I don't like one finger inside of me. I call it pokey pokey. I've talked about this before. So something thin inside of me, I don't like. It's like, it freaks me out. It feels very medical. So I like big, thick fingers. And Tommy had dick fit. Like, each finger was like a fucking size of probably a regular guy's dick. I was like, oh my God. Like, I would look at his hands and get turned on.
I know.
Do you know
what I'm
talking about?
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh my God.
We do
yes,
sound I like do. Size queens again.
I know. It's not we're not size queens. We're just like, we just know we can look at a man. That's what I'm saying. I don't know I've become more attuned to, like, when I look at a man's body, I can zero in on the things that really turn me on. And then I'm like hyper fixated on those. And then if I'm looking at those while we're out on a date, I'm trying to just focus and be normal. I can't help but zeroing in on those things. And I'm just getting more and more turned on and like wetter and wetter. And all I'm thinking about is, I just want to fuck this guy. And
yeah, but if he's got big fat fingers, it is because we're size queens. That, like, to the thing to me, when I see those big fat dick fingers, I'm like, oh my God,
you're big, like, fat that fingers.
That finger bang is gonna be good. That was my favorite thing with him. Like, it's, I would, like, my favorite move with him, like, I would be blowing him while he was fingering me with his dick fingers. And
that's a good, I'm gonna just tell you right now, I probably use that as a title of an episode at some point. Dick fingers. I'll give you credit for it.
I'm gonna give you credit because I'm gonna put it in my fucking title of this episode.
Dick fingers.
Okay, so I'm gonna raise my hand and be like, I am a size queen, but not anymore. I feel like my, like, pussy got a little smaller as I got older. Like, I don't need the biggest dicks anymore, big dick fingers. But I like that. I don't know how we even got there. Oh, length or girth. So I like girth in hands too.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about being fisted? Have you ever been fisted?
I've watched videos on it. Like, there are certain things, and it's going to come to the next question too, where, like, every now and then you come across something, right, in porn, and you're like into it for 1 week every now and then, you know. Have you ever?
Yes. That would be what I've come across on porn. You described it perfectly. But I've come across on porn, and I'm into on a certain week, just depending on.
Yeah, and it could be for like 3 weeks straight. You're like, oh my God, I'm dying to be fisted. And then you get off of it when it's like a thing.
I saw some fisting the other day, and I was like, oh my God, it was hot. It was this girl like fisting this other girl. And they were gonna have a threesome, and this guy was there, and I was just like, oh my God. So her hands were smaller. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, I could see myself in that scenario. Yes.
Well, I've had a couple girls on my show, and this is so funny. They like hooked up with lesbians, and they didn't even know, because girls' hands are so much smaller, and they were like, oh my God. And then all of a sudden I feel this pressure, and I had the most intense orgasm. And then no girl could say the word fisted without laughing. These girls are so cute. They're always like, oh my God. And then I realized she was fisting me. And they were literally, they didn't even know, because the hand wasn't that big. I think it's much harder with a man hand, but there's been a couple of girls on my show that had a girl. I had a guy once, and this was a guy that He was like a booty call for me when we were really young. Then we hooked up many, many years later. And he was like a tattoo artist and owned his own shop. And I didn't realize until way later that he was really into fucking pain and pleasure and that kind of shit. And I'm not so much into that. But, you know, he had tongue rings and cock rings and he was tattooed all over. And he was that guy. And when we did hook up again, he wound up, he was like going down on me. And first of all, have you ever had a guy go down on you with a tongue ring?
No.
Oh, my fucking
God. Is it good?
Like, unbelievable. I was like, what the fuck really? Is that? Oh, my God. Yeah, imagine. Oh. It's like a thing. Yeah, I remember being like, oh, my God, this is like the best thing ever. And then he took my hand and he was like getting me to fist myself. And it was like super hot and it felt really great and was like that pressure and everything. But it was my hand and my hand is like small in the way he was doing it. And then he was like, oh, and then he got me like into that. And we were like, oh, he's talking about it. I went back to New York. He lives in L.A. and he's going to come to New York and fucking fist you. And when he really wanted to. And so he came and he tried. And it was the worst. And he wanted to like just shove it in and he didn't do it properly. And he was so forceful and his hand was so big and we got in a big fight. And we had candles and it lit a fire in my apartment. And it was like a big fat mess. So it didn't happen. He was such a fucking asshole. He was like a douchebag anyway. He was really a rude dude. And he was, the way he went to fist me was, he wasn't being gentle. He wasn't going with the way I wanted it done. And we got in a fight and also caused a fire.
Caused a fire.
Yeah. So it's the same thing for you. So you never have, but it's something that maybe you think of. And listen, if you're watching it around that time and those are those 2 weeks that you're into it and someone came along and was into it too, like maybe you would have wound up doing it.
Right? Try. Like, oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. If you catch me at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's an art and it has to be done in a certain way. And like my guy wasn't doing it right with his hand. And when I think though that some people that are really into it know how to do it, but I think, listen, you could really accommodate anything, right?
Yeah. I have fisted a guy, but I haven't.
Yeah. That's hardcore.
Yeah. That is hardcore. And they're taking it in the ass. So.
<My gosh. laughs> You had a glove hardcore. On?
No.
Wow. Interesting.
No, because he did his whole thing. Like he completely douched. I cleaned everything out. So it was
clean.
There was, yeah, it was clean, clean, clean. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. That's important. Right.
Yeah.
I would think.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And that's the guy. I feel like you have a lot of episodes about this guy and you, right? He became like that's the guy who like turned you into a switch and you became like a little dom for him. And he was like your little bitch. Do you still see him?
No, that he's in California. That was
it the soccer player?
No. He's coming over tonight.
Oh, okay. Okay. Get him to fist you and then come back. Give us an update.
I know. Well, or I could probably fist him. I mean,
like, because you dom him, correct?
Tonight, yes. Tonight, I just told him, like, he already knows. Like, he's just on pussy eating detail. That's what I want right now. Just come over and service my pussy. And then I make him fuck me with a strap on. Because he can't fuck me. He's my submissive. He doesn't, unless I say that's okay. So I tease him and tease him and tease him. And then I just tease his cock the whole time. It's probably going to be in a cock cage. But he's going to fuck me with my strap on with my big dildo. So it's actually pretty fun for me. I'm very satisfied. I don't know what's going to happen
too.
To him.
I'm sure he is.
No,
too.
He is. Oh yeah. I always make sure I take care of him, of course, but yeah, I like to tease and deny and tease and deny as much as I can.
Okay. Well, next question, it kind of goes in what we're talking about and we'll see whether you're going to do this to your guy tonight, but do women like to rim? Now for anyone listening that doesn't know what rimming means is like licking the fucking asshole. Yeah.
No.
Oh, it sounded like you were going to say yes when I said that. You're like,
No, I'm like, no.
I was like,
yeah.
She loves it.
No. Unfortunately, I don't. And you know what? I don't get some guys that they want to lick your ass and they're diving on it. And like,
oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
I know. And I'm just like, no, it just makes my asshole pucker. No.
Okay. So let's ask both questions. Do you like to be rimmed by guys or do you like to rim a guy? Both.
No.
Okay, I'm going to raise my hand and I'm going to say yes and yes.
All right. Yeah. What do you like about it? Does it feel good to you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, really? I've always been a three input girl. Like, listen, not every single time. The guy that I fool around with now, he really loves to go down. He's really good at oral, like probably like one of the best. And he just, you know, I get taken care of like that all the time. And he's really into ass play. Like he loves that too. That's like his favorite. Yeah. And so it's like, it's not like every single time if he does it, it's a turn on. But if he does it long enough, it's a total turn on. And I really get into it because it's has a lot of nerve endings. And if you really keep playing there, like it feels really good. Like I said, it's not every single time I'm going to be like, oh my God, eat my ass. You know what I mean? But like when he does do it most of the time, it becomes a total turn on. And when I've been blowing guys, I have, like, I've tried to put, like, a finger up guys' asses. I always went down and rimmed guys. Is it because I love it? No. Like, I think the guy that goes down and rims me, like, I think he, like, fucking loves the fact that he's eating ass. Like, that's, like, his kink, right? But, like, for me, when I was doing it to a guy, it wasn't like, oh, my God, I want to fucking eat your ass. It's so hot. It was more like, oh, I want to give you the best fucking blowjob and make you go crazy and feel so good. So I was doing it more for that. It wasn't because like, oh my God, I love it. And maybe that's like sucks for people to hear, but it was more so because I wanted to give the guy a really good time. And because I liked it, I figured he would like it. But a lot of guys were like, no thanks. Don't go there.
Yeah. I find a lot of guys more like you can rub and touch and lick around the outside. But if you, where they draw the line is if you're going to stick your fingers in there.
Yeah.
I would rather, it's funny because I don't want to put my mouth on your asshole, but I'm happy to stick my fingers in there. Or
well, you stuck your whole hand in there.
Yeah. I'm good with that. So I'm saying good if that's your thing, like I'm down. I'll stick a finger. I'll stick a whole fist. What do you want?
You know? Yeah. Well, but I would say, listen, if this is, we forget that we have to be answering these questions like the average girl too, and really take that into consideration. And I would say, I would assume that most girls, 95% of them would say no to that question.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say most girls don't like rimming. Sorry. Just like, and I would say if I had to break it down with guys too, because like I said, like my one guy, he loves it, but it's not every single guy has gone to that and done that move with me. Most guys don't. So I don't necessarily even think that most guys like it either. I think probably more guys are into it than women, but I don't think it's like every guy loves to do that to women either. I think a lot of people are very anti that whole area for obvious reasons.
Yeah. You know? No, I do too. Yeah, totally. I agree.
What about water sports? Someone want to know, does women like water sports? Is it because we think men love water sports? I just think it's some do, some don't. You tell me your answer first.
I think men love, are we including squirting in the water sports?
I guess. Let's break it down. Let's first do squirting and then let's do pee, because I think they're very two different things.
There's a debate. People think there's a debate in the scientific community, and I think there's only one answer, but there is a debate about whether or not pee or not.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not pee, okay? I had Susan Bratton on, and she explained the whole thing of why some people actually think it's pee, because the two tubes where each one comes out are like kind of connected, and sometimes some could leak into the other one, but it's 100% not pee.
I've got other people that say it's 100% pee. I don't know what it is. I know it doesn't smell like pee because I've squirted plenty of times. Okay.
It only has, sometimes though, it can have a little bit in it. I'm telling you, have you ever had Susan Bratton on your show?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's really good. And I think she's really fucking smart, and she knows like anatomy and medical stuff like really well. And she just did an episode with me all about squirting, and it was like super informative with that kind of information. And what she said, and she had literally, okay, thank God my YouTube channel got taken down, because if I would have showed her like holding up her big, what are those?
Vagina?
Called? Yeah, it's like a big vagina cutout. Puppet. No, it was a huge cutout, a big board with a picture and everything. It was
funny.
It was like you're in class, but it's very super helpful. And I thought it was like really informative. And the way she explained why it's not, and why though some people think it is, because sometimes a little pee will leak in that area and come out. And why that is because the wires get a little crossed or whatever it was, but it makes sense, but it's 100% on. That's why you've squirted and it's not pee. Like, how could it not smell like pee, look like pee, taste like pee, but be pee? It's not, because it's not.
Yeah, no, I'm not down. My face is not down there. So it's the other person that could really answer those questions for you.
right. But do you like water? Like, so I think what they're at, and we could talk about whether guys enjoy that. Yeah. I mean, I've heard some guys complain about women squirting eyes, but I think most guys love it. I'm sorry.
I've never heard any. Who are these complainers?
I had one guy and I couldn't believe it. He was so insulted that some girl, he brought her home and she squirted all of his bed. And it was a guest. And he was actually really cool, but he was just really fucking horrified and pissed off at the girl, like really angry that she squirted him. Like, I says no man ever, because most guys I know love it, but there are guys that I think it's like a big fat mess. Like maybe a guy with OCD or a guy into really cleanliness, because it is like, you know, it can be intrusive, right? And get all over and stuff. So
I think this guy, whoever you're talking to, he is the exception, definitely not the rule.
Yeah, that I definitely think most guys do. That's why I'm so depressed that I can't, because I think it's like the best party trick ever and guys love it. I had a guy on recently who talked about his girl squirting, and they were having like an all male threesome. It was almost like a little gangbang with her, and she squirted and she got like they started clapping for her. I'm like, yeah, and people wonder why I want to squirt. Like literally people clap for you when you do. She got a fucking standing ovation. Like, yeah. I've never gotten a standing ovation. I want one.
You can squirt. You need the right guy. He'll make you squirt.
No, it's not that. I have issues. I've talked about it in other episodes. I don't want to harp on it. But let's get into the pee thing, though, because that's really what I think that they're like when they say water sports. What I believe is,
yes,
like
that's pee.
100%. So, do women like water sports? Have you ever done it? You want to answer first, and then I'll go, or do you want me to answer? It's up to you.
I have done it.
Okay, and
I did it in the shower with someone, mm-hmm. and I found it, I find it more fun and playful and funny than erotic, but it does lead to the erotic. It's just because you're kind of laughing and giggling and doing something sort of naughty, but I don't look at it and I'm not like, oh my God, yes, I'm ready to go when I see that stream or whatever. Like it doesn't. It's just something that's I think I find it more fun and playful than I do sexually hot. But I do it and I like it.
I'm going to tell you something that I think you're going to be like, oh, wow, I'm going to try that fucking move with my guy tonight. OK, because listen to this. I think you're going to dig this, too, because sports is the type of thing that I've come, it's kind of like fisting a little bit. Like I've come across porn sometimes and seen it and been like, oh, that's kind of hot. Never like in the mouth or anything like that, you know what I mean? But like I could have a day or two where I'm like, oh, I could kind of like a dirty mind get into something just for the fact that it's so naughty, a taboo, whatever, but not something I would ever like bring up at night and be like, let's do it. But I had a guy friend who was had like this girl that I used to fuck, and she would just show up at his house and she was like down for anything. And they had this move, okay, where she would sit on the toilet and she would open up her vag, spread her lips, and he would pee onto her clit and she would get off. And I'm sorry, but when he told me that, I was like, I kind of get that. It's like this heart, because think about it. You're getting the pressure of the water and it's warm and it's kind of like sick. I don't know, but I was like, oh, like I could, that's kind of like a hot move like that. I could see why she would get off. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. No, I'm not. Yeah.
I've never seen that. That was their move and he told me about it. But when he did, I was kind of like, oh, you know what? If I was ever going to try that, I would do it either, because I've never done any kind of water sports. But if I would try it either like you in the shower or something, or I would try it like that. I just thought when he told me that, I'm like, oh, that's a hot move. I would try it for sure. Yeah. But it would never be something like I worked with a girlfriend once and she was a lesbian, and she had lesbian couple friends that like had a real problem in their house because they were very into water sports. So, you know, in the heat of passion, they were just like fucking peeing all over each other constantly. So their whole house stunk of piss because like, it's really it's kind of funny. It's really like toxic. You know what I mean? Like you have to be careful of where you're peeing. Like you can't get out of control with it. It's so gross. It's a real like strong rancid smell. So I think it's, you got to be real careful, but I would try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would never go like extreme. You know what I mean? I worked when I was in my 20s, I had a really good friend who literally straight up, his whole family was in the business. It was in the porn business. They were on 42nd Street when 42nd Street had adult video stores and all that. And that was like his family's business from his great grandfather to grandfather. It was like their thing. And so he was like doing this for a living, bought one of his dad's stores when he was in his 20s, and I was his best friend. So I would make dupes for him. He would hire me to work for him, and I would make dupes, and he would have that. So he would get masters of porn tapes, and he would have this room with like millions of TVs and VCRs, and I'd have to make copies of all the porn, and then I'd have to take pictures and make the back cover, and then I'd have to write blurbs. And by the way, I wrote the best blurbs. He'd always say the guys in the fucking store are like, wow, this bitch writes the best blurbs. Because I'd have to be like, oh, watch these two BBWs fucking suck while they, like, I'd have to say, like, give a sort of to like quick thing and take some hot pics and make the box. But, and I'd have to see a lot of porn because it was all over. And like, I have seen some of the most horrifying water sports porn on the planet, and it comes out of some sort of Asian country. I forget who, like, where these things were from, but you know, they were really like, you know, pissing in the girls' faces. They had audiences. They would have them like on tables, and they were like watching. And the obvious, like the girls, like look like they hated it, but that's like what they're into. And I was like, this is like fucking horrifying. Like, I don't like it in that kind of a way. It can be very extreme. And that's like gross to me. You know what I mean? Turn off.
Yeah. I don't want it done to me like in a degrading way.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
like,
what it, But I think in a little way it can be, you know, and I think that there's extremes. Yeah. So I think like in the shower, I think a lot of people might be open. Now, do I think most women would be open to it? No. But I think if a woman was going to, she's going to do it like you said you did it. Like you tried it in the shower and you're down because your guy wants it and you're like in the shower anyway. So why not?
I peed on him.
Oh.
I was peeing on him.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been the one peed on.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
I've only been the peer, not the PE.
Oh, so that's even easier. I'm thinking to be peed on. I was thinking, because I'm thinking of that move that my friend did and he did pee
on
her.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know. But so, yeah, like some guys, guys really like it. Some guys do. I just have never, I've never said, oh, please pee on me. So I've always been the one that's two times I've done it. I peed on them.
Yeah, I never have because I've never had a partner who asked for it or anything. But like I said, if he did, I would go into the shower. And if he wanted to pee on me, I'd let him in the shower. If he wanted me to pee on him, I would. I would try it, see what sort of happened. Okay, do women, like this is going to lead into all the cum questions, but do women really like to give blowjobs?
I do.
Explain.
Yeah, I do. Because it's kind of this, it's this rhythmic thing. And I like to make out with a guy's dick.
Interesting. So you just got a lot of guys hard.
I don't think of it like a blowjob. I'm like, literally, I am no shit. Like I'm making love to your dick. I am making out with it. I'm all about it. Your dick and I have our own separate relationship. You may be attached to it, but right now I'm having a separate experience with your dick.
Yeah.
And so I can get totally into that. Like it's almost very relaxing to suck on a dick.
Interesting. Maybe. Did you like have a pacifier in your mouth a lot when you were a baby?
I did not. No.
Or maybe you needed one.
Maybe I needed one. I know. Maybe I was denied one.
No, I just read into comfort. Everything.
No, I know. I know. I think that's a not a far stretch. But no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't have a pacifier. I wasn't a thumb sucker.
But you're a dick sucker. You're a cock sucker. And it's relaxing. That's what's to me. It's like the fact that you find something about it is kind of relaxing. That's kind of interesting.
If you, I like it. My favorite time to suck a dick is early morning. Wake him up, send him on his day with a good blowjob.
Yeah.
And just because you can in the early morning, like there's no pressure. He's not going to take your head and ram it or whatever. You can just sit there and wake him up and you set the pace. You get to lick and suck and tease it and put it in your mouth and play with it the way you want.
Right.
And I find that's what I'm talking about. Like when you're making out with it, that's your makeout session. Just do it. And he's along for the ride. And usually he's going to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah. Listen, I like it. I think for the same reason that I like eating ass. Sometimes, though, I think just the thought of like cock in your mouth, like if you're horny, it's like hot, right? It's just like in the heat of passion. It's just hot. And I also turning my partner on. I'm a pleaser.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like the guy who loves going down on girls. A lot of it is because he loves to pleasure a woman. Is that a controlling part of us? I don't know. But like I said, I love to give great head, to make a guy go crazy, really turn him on. And what I used to say to guys is like, if a girl gives you a bad blowjob, it's because she doesn't fucking like you. Okay. If a girl likes you, she's going to try to give you like the best blowjob ever.
I think so. That's true. It's true. Totally true.
Yeah. But when you really like a guy in the beginning, right? Like, are you like dying like the best blowjob ever? At least I am. I don't know. I'm competitive. I want them to think I'm like the best.
I'm the same way. Yeah. That's why like when I go down there, it's going to be an experience. It's not just going to be this. I don't want to do the obligatory. Okay. We've made out. Now clothes are starting to come off. Okay. Now I'm going to suck your dick for 5 minutes. You're going to go down on me for five. No, if you're down there, if I'm down there, I want to rock your world. Like yeah. I don't do this. I don't do this to be average.
No, but I'm going to tell you the funniest blowjob story. And if I was like a director, or a writer, I would write this into a movie scene, and it's a true story.
Okay.
And this just goes to show that when you don't like
maybe
someone,
I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll steal it.
Yeah, but
okay,
if you know, it's not hot. If you're like when you don't like someone, you don't fucking care. So Tommy, my old co-host, was, and I've said this before, but most people haven't heard the story. But anyway, Tommy was my old co-host, and we were fucking probably like for 7 years. So by the time, after a while, it was like we were like an old married couple. And there was one day where I went over to his house, and for some reason I didn't want to fuck him. I don't know if I had my period or whatever, but we were like gonna go out for steak. That's my favorite thing. I never saw him without going out for dinner afterwards. So I was going there, fooling around with him, and then go out. And so I'm like blowing him, and he's not coming, and I'm like really fucking hungry. So I stop blowing him. I look up at him, and I'm like, dude, can't you just like think about somebody else so you could calm? Because I'm really fucking hungry. And he's like, do you actually think I'm thinking about you? And I'm like, right there, that is perfection. You understand where the girl is coming from, and then you understand where the guy, like, he's not thinking about her. He's been fucking her for 7 years, and she's just fucking come already. I'm hungry for steak. That is real life shit. I like high-fived him. That was the best fucking comeback I ever heard. Like, I'm thinking he's thinking about me, and he's like, I'm not thinking about you. It's like my favorite fucking blowjob story. And I think it's so real because it's kind of very true life, and we were so comfortable with each other that we could talk like that. Do you know what I mean? So okay, so talking about blowjobs and stuff, do most girls swallow? What do you think? Do you swallow? Do you think girls swallow? Like I have my own opinion.
I just don't think it's proper, you know, proper blowjob etiquette if you don't swallow. But there's a lot of women that don't swallow, and I think it's more non-swallowers than swallowers.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I was watching, I love like reality TV. I was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, right? And literally it was a table of maybe seven women. They're all married. And out of all of them, I think one of them like raised her hand that she swallowed. The rest of them all didn't. I was like shocked. I was like one in seven. And then fast forward to the reunion, one more said she decided to start swallowing because the other one did. And I was like, okay, yay. But like most of them, like, no. And then one girl even said, oh my God, she was like, I just wait until he falls asleep, then I spit it out. And they're like, what are you doing? Holding it in your mouth on the side?
Like, yeah, like, you have a little chipmunk cheek? Like, I get it. Like, where are you storing it? How's that possible?
I've always been like, what do girls
do? Although sometimes fall asleep really fast.
Well, I think that's what she said, but I was like, oh my God, that's the funniest conversation. But I'm like, oh, what do girls do that don't? And I guess they just pull out and then let him come all over, or let him come on her tits.
Someone
I don't know.
Someone will spit it out. Like he can come in her mouth and they'll spit it out, which to me is even more weird. You know, it's like, that's, What's he thinking about that?
I did a whole Valentine's Day PSA then, and I'm like, if you like, I don't know, I think it was something along the lines of like, if you like, if there's a girl out there that eats oysters but she won't swallow cum, like, I don't fucking get you. There are so many things worse than cum that people put in their mouth. And most of the time, to me, it doesn't really have a taste. I think sometimes if a guy's doing a lot of drugs or pills, it tastes like sort of sour and weird, and you could taste certain things in cum. That's 100%. Also, drugs go into cum. I had a guy that I was dating that was snorting heroin, and I didn't know. And one time I gave him a blowjob and swallowed, and I threw up immediately. And I know I did heroin, you know what I mean? Because I literally threw up like in 2 seconds. So you could taste that kind of shit. But for me, it doesn't really have any real taste. And I think take it for the team. Just do it. It's just a part of sex. Like, not every part of sex, like we were talking about rimming and fisting. You know, it's not all clean or anything. Like, just do it. Live in the moment. It makes it better, I think. I think more girls should, but I think most girls don't.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think most girls should, but I think most girls don't. I don't know why. I don't know why there's this big aversion to it. It's like,
I think it's because it's gross. If you think about it, you know what I mean? Like, if think about like if someone just gave you like a spoonful of cum, like when you like put it in your mouth and eat it. No, I think women think of have it framed in their mind as that. So even in the heat of passion, they don't cross that line. So, and I just think that they have to get past that.
I don't know. I cross a lot of lines in the heat of passion. That's exactly where.
Yes, but I think it's because like women just, it's like the thought of it, the consistency. It's gross. It's not like if you really think about it, like I said, you're not going to like to put it on a spoon and eat it. But I'll tell you guys would love you if you swallowed, because I have an episode. It's my most downloaded episode, and it was my worst guest I ever had. And it was like, Donna is addicted to sperm. If you get a girl on your show that's addicted to jizz and sperm, like Casey or Donna on my show, like those will be your like most highly downloaded episodes, because every guy wants to know that women love their cum, like they're really into that. It's like a thing.
I love cum.
Okay, there you go. Layla loves cum. That's a good title.
There you go. Layla loves cum. No, I do love cum. I have this thing where when one of my partners, if he like when he comes in me, I instantly get, the second it happens, I could have just had an orgasm. I'm instantly like re-energized. I'm turned on again. I'm ready to come.
Yeah. Just knowing or feeling it or
just knowing it. And sometimes like when my partner will get up and he'll head to the shower or whatever. And I will sit there and I'll just masturbate until I come again. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so turned on. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I thought I was done. And then the second he comes in me, it's so hot and so, it's just that feeling, it's in there. I'm instantly turned on again. My clit's throbbing. I'm like, I gotta have another orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good with these cum questions. Like on to the next, because these are the last couple are all about cum. But now it's about your cum. Do you like the taste of to suck? Say a guy like fucks you, right? And then you suck his dick and you taste yourself. Do you enjoy that? Does that add anything to it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
Even if a guy's going down on you, like you'll make out with him afterwards.
Absolutely.
But do you know that? How many times though will a guy let you make out with him after you swallowed his jizz? You notice that guys are very like, oh, don't kiss me afterwards. A lot of guys. Oh yeah.
I haven't noticed that. I've never had anybody. I've never had a guy say, don't kiss me after I swallowed his cum.
No. Oh, I used to. No. I found that most guys were like, no way. And I just think it was like their big fear of what does it mean? Like, you're gay. What's the big deal? Like, it's not even on my lips anymore. Like I said,
a lot of guys taste their own cum and secretly, and they eat it and they like it.
But you just said the magic word. Yeah. What was the magic word? Secretly. I don't necessarily think those guys saying no, don't, didn't really want to, but they're the same guys like, don't put your finger in my ass. And meanwhile, they're shoving G.I. Joes up their ass since they're 7.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So you just don't know. I think a lot of guys hide that shit from women. And maybe you've been with more open-minded guys. Like you have guys that you're like just shoving shit in their ass and stuff. So they're more open and
they're
honest about it.
They're open. Yeah.
But this guy is like just sitting home fantasizing that girls are like playing with themselves and then like literally licking their cum off their toys and fingers. This is what he wants to know. Would you do that too? because you like the taste of your own cum. Will you, when you're playing with yourself, take it off of a toy or off your hand?
Yeah, of course. If I take it off his dick, I'll take it off whatever has gone up there.
Now, even when you're by yourself, you really do love cum. This is like that's what I mean. That's what he wants to.
No, I don't know. But I don't do it by myself.
Okay, cool. That's interesting. Yeah. And I don't think women do.
No, I don't do it by myself. I'm like, I don't need that. Usually, because it's after the fact. And so I've already come, right? And if I'm doing it because if I'm with someone and I know like they still need to come, or that them seeing that's just going to be a visual turn on or add to the excitement of the whole experience. Yes. So it's really more for them than me.
Yeah, I feel, listen, girls do have post-nut clarity. After we come, we feel the same way as guys. I'm sorry, but if you're watching those fisting porn videos and you after you come, you're like, oh my God, like I would never do that. You know what I mean? Like afterwards, you feel the same way that guys do. You know what I mean? There is that sort of like you wake up in reality and you're like, oh my God, right? And so you're not like thinking, oh, let me go clean off my toy and eat my cum. Like you're not horny anymore. It's over.
No.
End of story. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think any guy would either, even if he was so into jizz.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think you're right.
Last question is, it's another cum question. I told you had a lot of cum questions.
Yeah.
Do women love to be eaten out after sex? Would you be turned on or turned off if like your guy fucks you, comes inside you, and then wants to go down and clean it up?
Oh, fucking hell. Yes. That is so hot. Get down there, clean that shit up, make me come again. Yes.
Oh my God, Layla, keep talking. You're just like, you're like a phone sex operator.
Absolutely. No. Oh my gosh. It's so, oh, that's the best. No, seriously. Or yeah, I fantasize about that. That's the one thing. A third for me is so exciting because I want them to be a little more submissive so that they're there to just do all the things to me while other things are happening. And then also, once I have come in me and he's done, you get down there, clean it up, lick my clit, let's keep going. Cause now the cum's in me and I'm excited again. I'm re-energized. I'm ready to go again and have another orgasm. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should do a whole, like I'm telling you that guys love this kind of talk. You run your own show where you just talk
about a cum series.
Yes, I'm telling you, it will be highly downloaded. I know from my downloads that any girl that's this into cum, the guys fucking love it. You could just keep talking like this for 30 minutes.
Oh my God. I do love cum. Don't you just love it? Like, I don't, and it's hard for me, like when a guy says like, where do you want it?
Yeah.
Because of course, naturally I want it like in me. That gets me so excited and so turned on. But I also like it if it's right. Like I love when there's guys that can, they come a little bit. I call it leaking, but no guy likes that. Where they're so turned on, then one of my partners does this all the time and we'll record little videos of him doing this. And it's so hot to watch. Like I lose my mind. I lose my mind when I see it real time. And then just watching it back is really hot too. But you know, he'll come and then he'll pull out and he'll come just like right on my clit, like right on my like little landing strip and right on my clit. And then he'll swipe his dick across it, get some on there and then push it back in me and then keep fucking because he hasn't come yet. And then he'll do that a couple more times and then he'll finally come in me. And so it's like outside of me, in me. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Layla. Like, I mean, you're just...
It's so hot.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have to say most women are not like Layla.
What's
you are top of the mountain. No, listen. I am not as into like cum as you are. I would be fine if a guy did it. It wouldn't be like maybe, and listen, in the heat of the moment, I would probably be turned on by it, but I'm neither here nor there. But what I love is the fact that you really are into it. This really is a thing for you.
It is a thing for me. Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, there's power in that. You're going to get a standing ovation now. The way you love that cum all over you. Guys love that. And listen, you know what? I believe there's a lot of testosterone in cum. And I do believe the more you have on you, in you, rubbed into your skin, swallowed, you get hits of it. It makes you more into sex. I believe that.
I think so. It is. To me, it's a bit of an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. Like oysters.
I mean, like, well, oysters don't taste great. Cum doesn't always taste great.
Oh my god!
But
I'd
hey.
Rather I'd rather take a, if you gave me like a shell and put cum in it, and I had to swallow it with some hot sauce, or like a fucking oyster, I'd take the cum. Any I'd take six cum oysters over real oysters any day.
Me too.
Those are living animals.
I don't like oysters.
Oh,
I know.
Disgusting.
I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't. I love sushi. I cannot get into oysters. Oh.
Talk about that's but that's what I mean. It's like kind of like worse consistency, worse everything to the 100th power, yet they won't swallow cum, but they'll eat a fucking oyster. It's gross. I like I said, I'd get like on ice six fucking cum oysters over real oysters any day. Oh my god, this was the best episode ever. I'm so glad we did it part one and part two. This is the orgasm. Yesterday was the tease, today is the fucking climax.
We really did get into it.
Yeah, you gave the best ending ever. I have to thank you for that. I'd give you the standing ovation too. So thank you so much, Layla, for coming on the show and giving me a great girl talk episode. This was super fun. We should do it every now and then. We'll do it again. And let everybody know, I will put the link to your podcast in my description, but give a shout out real quick.
Yeah, I have easiest way to find me and link to everything is my website, thecuriouscoldiaries.com. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I love voicemails. People love to leave me voicemails. I love to get voicemails. I respond to everybody personally. That you can click on the pink tab on the right-hand side of my homepage there or any page on my website and send me a voicemail. And I also have a private podcast where, if you can believe, I get extra, extra spicy on that. From what you heard here, my language goes from if today was a 5, it goes to a 10 plus.
Today was a 10 on some of the things, the way you talk sometimes. It's very turned up. So imagine what she does on her private podcast.
Yeah, the private podcast is very spicy. So if you want to check that out, you can. Yeah,
awesome.
So there we go.
Awesome. All right. Listen, thank you so much for coming on. I will put the link to your description and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about, or you just have a really super interesting life story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous picks of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.